This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kind of a carryover from last year as well, right? It's the defensive injuries. Last year it was defensive front, and you still found a way to continue to win throughout the course of the regular season. And then it's all starters gone in the secondary, not coming back, injured, suspended, not going to have anybody, and they step up and play a tremendous game. It's Kelvin Shepard of being able to come up with a game plan that puts them in position to be successful, hiding them a little bit, using what they do well to their advantage. But it's the resiliency that we've seen of you get kicked in the teeth, you bounce back, and you got four good wins. You get kicked in the teeth again, then you come back against a team that had an MVP candidate at quarterback in Baker Mayfield coming into Ford Field on Monday night, and you just find a way to respond.
248-539-9797. Resilient is John's word. Mm-hmm. You can use a word or phrase. How do you feel about the Lions at the bye? My word is answer.
Okay.
We live and die with this football team, and we had a lot of questions coming into the season. We had even more questions after week one. But all this team has done is answer. What about two new coordinators? Well, John Morton's leading the number three offense in the NFL, and we have a very high opinion of Calvin Shepard. Mm-hmm. What they did last week with the Legion of Whom, they answered a lot of questions about what's going on in this secondary. How many hours of radio did we spend talking about pass rush? Well, they're number three in sacks and eighth in pressures. They've answered a lot of those questions. The offensive line, you still want to get that Decker right, and you still want to get that unit playing their best ball. But, John, they've answered some of the questions about their young guards playing in the middle of this offensive line. They've answered a lot of questions about can they win the Super Bowl. I think you have every right as a Lions fan to feel like you are a Super Bowl-bound team. Aleem McNeil, we got an answer. He's back sooner than expected. And he played a hell of a game. He's just getting his feet under him. The Lions have answered a lot of the criticism, a lot of the doubt, and a lot of the questions we had. And they answer following losses. They haven't lost back-to-back games in 3 years under Dan Campbell. Answer is my word. Tom, you got a word or phrase before we get some ticket texts and phone calls?
I think maybe more along the lines of yours, but mine's exhale. Like, when you saw the schedule and the quarterbacks that they had to play, I was worried about a 2-4 type start. Or you just go back to the first game of the year and how awful they look, and we're like, oh no. They're back to looking like they did last year before the Hutch injury, mm-hmm. I think. Now, the offense might not be quite as good, but I think the defense is better. Exhale for the coordinators that they weren't a problem, even though I came in thinking they would that would not be a problem. And Kelvin Shepard, wow.
Yeah.
He's exceeding expectations. So
you see the LSU message boards? You're interested in Kelvin Shepard. Yeah.
So just they've given themselves every shot possible to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. And like the nightmare how the season ended last year has kind of gone away.
It does feel like a long time ago.
But I do have this Green Bay thing's interesting, and I think we'll talk about it more later this week.
They're technically in first place, Green Bay.
Yes.
And they beat the Lions.
So we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be a long season.
But I think if you ask Lions fans today, if they play again, who wins? Specifically, when they play Thanksgiving at Ford Field, do you expect the Lions to win? I think everybody's nodding their head. Thank you.
Yeah,
we're going to this stretch after Minnesota, and you don't want to assume wins, but I mean, it's Commanders, and to me, that has been the circle game all year, actually.
Yes.
Is they want retribution for last year. You will see the Lions play like they did in Dallas, as long as...
Or San Francisco last year.
Yeah. And then at Philly, and then, you know, Packers are 10 days after that, so...
That is the stretch. That's a four-week stretch. Four-week stretch. No, there's the Giants in there, too.
Yeah, I didn't really need to mention that.
The Giants, yeah. And then it's the Packers.
Which, by the way, we're giving away tickets to that Lions-Giants game tomorrow on the show. Part of our Name That Lion Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Heather, do you have a word? Is Colin?
I'm sure Colin would have a word.
Yeah.
I don't know what his word would be.
Is he drinking the Kool-Aid? Does he feel like the Super Bowl is...
I haven't heard him say it, but of course he's drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean... Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy goes to bed in Lions pajamas. Of course he is.
Yeah. He's brought all the gear that went away after the end of last year. It's all back.
And new gear.
And new gear.
I mean, I got him gear for his birthday as well. Yes.
Okay.
Gear on gear on gear. I don't know what his word would be, though.
Okay.
Well, we'll let the audience fill in the blank. Word association, word or phrase to describe the Lions at the bye. Ticket text. My word is contender. They're in the mix for greatness, signed Rob.
Yeah, they're certainly a contender.
How many teams would you say are contenders?
Contenders?
That label. And I'm going to say Super Bowl contender. Team that can win the Super Bowl. Lions, Chiefs, Eagles,
Colts. Yeah.
Bills. It's five. Packers.
I mean, yeah, you have to throw the Packers in there. Sure.
16.
Tampa.
Yes. There's a hesitation, but yes.
Sure. I mean, up until... they played the Lions.
So seven teams.
Some people were saying they were the number one team in the league.
Can I throw one out there and feel free to shoot it down if you want? Broncos?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think they're a really hard team to figure out. They're 6-2. Their only two losses are on the road by a field goal at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is playing much better football on this five-game win streak they're on. I think it's 10 touchdowns, two picks, throwing two rushing touchdowns. At the same time, though, I can't get out of my head what happened when they played Buffalo in the playoffs last year.
Right, or the Giants this year.
Yeah, and they ended up winning the game. But,
yeah.
But I'm not willing to put them up on that pedestal quite yet. So roughly seven contenders. Lions are in the mix as good as any team to win the Super Bowl.
Did you say the Rams?
I didn't, and we should say the Rams.
Yeah. I think they've got to be in the mix.
I think they didn't play last week, so they're kind of out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. But yeah, make it eight teams. Another ticket text says, Thanos is my word. I am inevitable.
Okay. References, I don't know.
You don't have to watch Endgame to know Thanos, right? He's the Avengers villain. He has the gauntlet with the stones.
No, I don't.
Not the stones you're probably thinking of either.
Yeah.
He has six.
Wow.
Well, he had six at one time.
Wow. Must be a big dude.
He is.
Yeah, Johnny is.
Big boy.
Yeah, that's right. Every time I hear that.
Ken in Oxford, good morning.
Hey, guys, you're talking about the Lions have answered all the questions. My concern is Jared Goff. I love the guy. I respect the guy. But he didn't play well last week. If it's not St. Brown, it's a challenge. We all see his immobility. If he doesn't get the ball out on time, heaven help us. My concern is Jared Goff, as much as I like him and respect him.
When it unravels harsh.
It can. And so you think that his lack of mobility creates an issue for him being a quarterback that could win a Super Bowl?
It does. It does. When we are playing the better teams, these guys are going to be scheming to get pressure on him. I know we got a great run game. If Dan Skipper's a tackle, that's going to be a challenge. But I think his lack of mobility is going to be a concern when we play those upper echelon teams.
It's only a concern if they don't pass pro.
Right. But, I mean, we've seen teams, many, many, many teams, win a Super Bowl with a not mobile quarterback.
And you got to make up for it with good decisions. He's great against the blitz. right? Because he can ID it. He's a veteran. He's a smart
gets
quarterback.
The ball out.
It's just when there's nothing you can do. Like if your line gets beat,
right,
he can't escape, and the pressure's going to eat him alive.
Which is why I say the need is
tackle.
Tackle.
Yeah, I think the need is to get Taylor Decker healthy, but I understand.
Sure. You don't
want any excuses. I mean, that's another way to look at this. Like, at the deadline a week from today, make sure there's no excuses when we get to January, that you've considered and planned and prepared for as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones where we have... Sorry, looking at the clock. We'll get your phone calls and your ticket texts coming up next. We got a good conversation rolling here. It's Lions Word Association. It's 97.1. Got to tell you about your teeth. You're smiling a lot with this football team. You want to take care of your chompers. Brightside Dental. Doesn't have to be a painful experience. In fact, I've been there and it's painless, even if you have to get a cavity filled. Brightside Dental, they make it easy and painless. And you want to check them out at Brightside Dental with 9 Metro Detroit locations. One's got to be right around the corner from you. $35 new patient special. That's going to cover your exams. It's going to cover your x-rays, and there's no hidden fees. So make an appointment. Get back in that routine. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Phone calls, ticket texts, talking about the Lions at the deadline. 1 week away, we'll get into some targets, some questions about need. Right now, we want to know the word you'd use to describe the team at the bye. John's was resilient. Mine was answers. Ticket text says fraud. 1-2 versus the only good teams they played, and that win is the worst of the three.
Okay, so we're just completely discounting the Ravens win. And I get no Joe Burrow, the Bengals. You did lose to the Chiefs. And the Packers, those are the two best teams that you've played. But, I mean, the Ravens at the time, they were at full strength. They had King Henry and Lamar.
They had Roquan Smith. They had their corners and safeties. Yeah. It was in Baltimore. The Lions beat the tar out of them, and they went into a tailspin. But I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to end up in the playoffs, and they're going to win their division. But either way, the Baltimore team they played was a good Baltimore team. I'm counting the Baltimore game. And I think if you're taking it away from them, you're like punishing the Ravens for being injured.
Yeah. And I'm not going to give you any credit for being the Bears. I know that they've been better, and maybe they're better than I expected them to be, but I still don't think, especially after watching Caleb Williams against a good defense this past weekend, like Caleb Williams is still not there.
No, but if you want to say they're 2-2 in the big games and you have some questions, maybe you still have questions. I feel like I've gotten answers and I expect them to get better out of the bye week. Tech says mediocre. One win against a good team, losses to good teams. They only beat bad teams. It's funny. It was they hadn't beaten anybody, and then they beat Tampa, and now it's they've only beaten one good team.
Right, and at the beginning of the year, it was, boy, this is a brutal schedule. This is a gauntlet. Now they're 5-2, and it's like, they haven't played anybody.
I think there's a little something, okay, if I want to give that text before that. Kansas City and Green Bay have two really good defenses.
Yeah.
So they're against the two good defenses. The offense hasn't gotten to 20 points. Mm-hmm. I think some of that was the first game with Morton and just getting...
in the guards.
Yeah, exactly. The offensive line was bad that game. Chiefs, things kind of went haywire there a little bit in that game. It was a low possession game. That's the argument to say they didn't completely shut down the Lions offense. So, but look, if
they
you
didn't get
hit,
enough stops either in that game against Kansas City. It was kind of a total team letdown.
The offense has to get just a little bit more fluid.
I kind of expect them to. They're number 3 in scoring. That's kind of what I'm... taking inventory of. If you want to tell me that you think that the offensive line could play more cohesively, if you want to tell me that you think there's another gear, I agree with you. But imagine that. You're scoring 30 points a game. You're number 3 in the NFL, and we're going, there's another gear?
Yeah, but the two best defenses, you scored under 20. So that 52 against Chicago jades that number a little bit.
But they played enough football games, too, where I think we can...
they have a good offense. Let's just keep it simple.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But it can be better.
It can be. I'm not going to fight you. Tech says culture's the word. That sums up everything, he says, including big boys' resilience.
Isn't culture a cheat code for grit?
A little bit. Word is trust. I trust Brad and Dan. I trust our direction. I trust we can handle the losses and not spiral. I trust the regime. Another one says, I'm sorry is my phrase. Looking at the schedule before the year, I was hoping for 10 wins in the playoffs. I forgot who we were.
So did they underestimate?
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. Yeah. A phrase I'd use is right on pace. They're getting healthy. They've dealt with their injuries. Word would be work. They need to work on their offense in order to be Super Bowl contenders.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping and I'm counting on the fact that they're going to be better in December than they were in October. That they're going to be better in January than they were even in December. Like, they're going to continue to find ways to get better and operate. And it's not individually better, but better as a team, better as an offense, defense, and special teams, because you find what is continuing to work for your team.
Hang tight on the phones. We're going to keep the Lions conversation going at 9:35, mix in the trade deadline, which is 1 week from today. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So I saw this story over the weekend all over social media, and I think it's just too good not to share. You might have seen it too. You might have even talked about it yesterday when I was out sick. But during the Lions-Bucks game at Ford Field, something really cool happened. So there was a Lions fan that spotted a young man there at the game wearing a Pistons jersey. Did you guys see this story?
I did see this.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. Everyone kind of in his row was joking with him, like, hey, wrong team, buddy. You know, like just kind of having some fun with him. And the guy was laughing and he did admit, like, hey, like, I don't have a Lions jersey yet. This is all I've got. So this is what I decided to wear to the game. And there was one fan in particular that thought, you know what? I'm going to help this guy out. So walked over to him and was like, who's your favorite player? You know, and he said, Gibbs. And it's like, okay. Moments later, she came back with a Gibbs jersey for him.
Oh, that's awesome.
And surprised him. And the person like in the row behind filmed everything, and this video went viral. I mean, it was everywhere. It's gotten a lot of views and just a really cool, heartfelt moment.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was so neat. And he was so, like, couldn't believe it. It was like, oh, wait, this is really for me? And then there's pictures of him later wearing the jersey with his buddy. So pretty darn cool.
I love it that he showed up, you know, hey, I'm going to support Detroit. I don't have a Lions jersey, so I'm going to wear Pistons.
Yep,
that's what he had.
That's what he had. Former NFL star Antonio Gates is making some headlines, but probably not for the way he wants to or fans hoped. According to a report from the New York Post, he allegedly hosted and even played in this rigged high stakes poker game at his home in Miami. And apparently it was organized by Curtis Meeks, who is one of the people who was indicted in that big, massive gambling scandal last week. Sources say the game featured wealthy players, hidden cameras, so a lot of the similarities, right? Manipulated decks designed to favor certain participants.
Was he a face card?
That's what they're... Sounds like that. So, like, we don't have a ton of... There's not a lot of details, but there is one alleged victim that says he and his friends were scammed out of nearly $1 million during that particular game. Yeah, yikes.
Not
so
good.
He's denying the allegations, and investigators are obviously looking into how deep the scheme goes and who was all involved. You may have noticed this when you're filling up your gas tank. Gas prices in Michigan spiked nearly 30 cents in the past week, bringing the state average to about $3.08 per gallon. The jump appears to be the result of this fire that took place at a Midwest refinery, kind of disrupted supply, caused wholesale gasoline prices to spike. There is some good news, though. All of that has been dealt with, the fire and things like that. And experts say relief is expected in the coming weeks. So hopefully it won't
stick
around,
not weeks.
Right?
Yeah.
Another kind of cool, heartwarming story. A little 8-year-old student in Clinton Township is alive, all thanks to her principal, who jumped into action and knew what to do. So it happened earlier this month. This second grader, her name's Piper Irwin, she started choking. She went to go take a drink of her water, and the bottle cap was on. I'm guessing not all the way, and she didn't realize it. And she actually was choking on the bottle cap, had trouble breathing. The teacher was able to make an emergency call to the principal over walkie-talkie. This principal ran to the classroom, did the Heimlich for like 30 seconds, and was able to dislodge the bottle cap.
Wow.
And obviously they did call for backup, but little girl's going to be okay. And said now there's like a little special bond between the two of them. Every time they pass in the hallway, it's like,
you saved my life.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Very cool. This is kind of fun, I guess. A recent study looked at which U.S. states are most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse.
Oh.
You know, it is spooky season. According to the research, states with low population density, access to fresh water, abundant farmland, rank the highest. So
we got a bunch of fresh water.
Yeah.
And some open spaces.
We do. We're actually all right. We're ranked 8th. Among U.S. states most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse. So we don't really need to run anywhere. We just stay right here. Montana, Maine, Alaska, very high.
Okay.
Urban areas with the higher population density, probably not a good place to go.
So like New York, probably near the bottom?
Yeah.
So if you come across, or if you are forced to deal with a zombie,
what?
How do you engage a zombie? How do you, save yourself?
You run.
You're asking like there's a right answer. Have you trained for this?
We're talking about zombie apocalypses.
You're supposed to hide and not be seen or found.
Okay, but eventually, sometimes you get seen. Like, how do you deal with a zombie?
You're supposed to take out the head, right?
Is it the head?
I don't know. They're undead. Maybe they don't need the brain to function.
Okay.
I don't know.
Greg, do you know the answer to this question?
I don't, but I am curious. Who is number 50 on the list?
I don't have the whole list.
Oh, whole list.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any guesses?
California? No, I only have the top 10.
Number
top
50?
10 worst states, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts are together. California, New York, Illinois, Arizona, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio.
Huh.
Can I guess number 50?
Sure.
Mississippi.
Because they're number 50 in like everything?
Yes.
Yeah. John, do you have the answer? How do you take on a zombie?
I don't know. That's why I asked the question.
Okay. Guys, let us know. We can pivot the show.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm wondering, where are you supposed to shoot?
I'm instantly thinking of, what's that show? What was that zombie
Walking
show?
Dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was so popular. I've never seen it, no. It was on for like 20 seasons.
Right.
Yeah. If we have any Rick Grimes enthusiasts on the ticket text, let us know how you're supposed to handle a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get back into the trade deadline. It is 1 week from today, maybe sneaking up on Lions fans. Last year, it was all about adding an edge rusher. This year, you tell us, what's the biggest need? It's 97.1.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not going to find many more clutch than Freddie Freeman.
No. Good Lord.
Of course it's him. 18th inning, Dodgers win, up 2-1 in the World Series. Shohei went 4-of-4 with two homers, reached base in all 9 at-bats, including 4 intentional walks. They just gave up and said, we're not going to pitch to him.
It's unbelievable. Just a ridiculous. I mean, from the 8th inning until the bottom of the 18th, no runs. Like, it was a marathon.
Longest World Series game ever. Yeah. Ended at like 3 in the morning.
Two games in one. Get a doubleheader.
And they play again tonight. Mm-hmm. Shohei on the mound. Like, nobody's a better baseball player than him. Like,
no one's ever been a better baseball player.
8 years into his career, I think we can start making like declarative statements. Like when Jordan got about 8-10 years in, yeah. I don't think it was a secret, right? When Wayne Gretzky got 8-10 years in, you didn't have to wait for them to retire. You knew they were the best you had ever seen. Nobody's better than Shohei.
Yeah, and what a great, I mean, if you're, you know, 45 to or older and you've had a chance to watch in your lifetime Wayne Gretzky, greatest hockey player of all time, Michael Jordan, greatest basketball player of all time, Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time, and now watching Shohei Ohtani, the greatest baseball player of all time. Like, we've had some just epic years of watching the four major sports.
He's about to three-peat the MVP. In the middle there, he had the arm event and went 50 homers, 50 stolen bases, which nobody had ever done. I'm sorry. Like, no, I've never seen, and I can't imagine saying anybody's been better. And I know what Barry Bonds did.
Right.
Barry Bonds didn't pitch.
Right. Yeah, because Shohei's going to take the mound tonight.
Yeah.
So is the Mount Rushmore complete? The fact of we know who the best players are in each sport.
Well, there's always going to be the Jordan LeBron debate, but sure. Okay.
Which one's most vulnerable? That might be a dead of winter topic someday.
Yeah, I think basketball is probably the most vulnerable. I don't think anybody fights Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, there are people that do. Like Stoney says Bobby Orr.
Okay.
Oh, you're nonverbal. It's so...
I'm just not going to go there.
And you didn't see Gretzky in his prime, so...
No, but I think it's pretty undeniable. I thought you were going to say some people would stick up for Gordy.
Yeah, there's probably some in town here.
Sure, but I think Wayne's pretty well established.
Yeah.
If we're going to say Shohei's locked in, Brady, nobody fights Brady at this point. I mean, maybe Mahomes could catch him someday, but it's Brady right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think Jordan's debatable, but that's
I don't
me.
Either.
I would debate
Longevity doesn't mean greatest of all time.
Not to do the most played out debate in history of radio. I'm just going to let it go.
Okay.
LeBron's Peyton Manning, or I'll shut up.
Yeah. Let It Go.
One more.
Hey, let's do innovative radio today. What do you guys think? Jordan or LeBron, 248?
Come on, Elsa. That's what you should go as. Just Let It Go.
If you missed that earlier, we took suggestions for our Halloween costumes. Yep. Hilarious. You guys are funny. We can take a couple more before the hour ends. We do want to talk about the trade deadline. It's kind of sneaking up on Lions fans this year. Last year, we were hyper-focused and fixated. Go get an edge rusher. Have to, especially with Aiden Hutchinson injured. They have to go get an edge rusher. John, as we look ahead to the trade deadline today, maybe I'm missing something. I don't think they have a glaring need. There are wants, but there aren't glaring needs for me.
So, okay, not a glaring need. I'm going to give you one need, and I don't have a name that fills it because this is going to be, you're going to have to take somebody that's a backup. I will give you one want, and my want is Reek Woolen from Seattle. Corner doesn't fit the defense that Mike McDonald wants to run there. And obviously, he's been productive. And I don't know that because they're in a playoff run, if they're going to sell anyone. It depends on what they get in return. And I don't think the Lions are going to have anything that they want to give in return. It would just be draft capital. So he's a 6'4 corner in his fourth season. He excels at man coverage. He's fast. And if you're looking at adding a guy in the secondary, that you don't necessarily have to get up to speed on the entirety of the philosophy and scheme of the defense. If you just say, hey, Reek, you got Justin Jefferson.
That's your guy. Go get him.
Yeah, man to man. Go get him. Like, okay, there's not a lot that you have to coach up in regards to that. That's a skill versus a concept.
Yeah, look, he makes a lot of sense. If he not the type of player for Mike McDonald's zone defense out in Seattle.
Right.
If he's actually available, and he is listed on a lot of these sites as a player who may be dealt, he'd make a lot of sense. He'd be an upgrade at the number two corner position.
The need that I think is actually a need. It's not for a starter, but it's for somebody when Taylor Decker can't go. It's a backup tackle. And I know you're going to say, well, you don't need a backup tackle. Well, yes, the Lions do, because we've already seen what happens when Taylor Decker can't go. And I think there's going to be a number of games. What that number is, I don't know. There's 10 games left. Does he miss three of them? Does he, you know, and especially at a time where you really need or want to have him in the regular season so you can get that number one seed? Certainly in the postseason. But does he sit the final 2 or 3 weeks of the season because they got a playoff spot locked up at that point?
And they need him for the playoffs.
And they need him in the playoffs, but you're still going to be facing division opponents at that time. We know they're going to be playing Minnesota on Christmas Day. Woo-hoo. But it's when we watch Dan Skipper play that position, it's insufficient. And certainly when Giovanni Manute was in there against Cincinnati, it was insufficient.
If you want to give up a day three pick to get a swing tackle for some depth, I see the point, right? I get it. It's too important to keep Goff upright to be able to run the ball and take some shot plays off of it. Absolutely. Do I think it's a need to get a backup? I think that's kind of an oxymoron. I want to get a backup for depth. But I think the biggest thing is getting Taylor Decker right for the playoffs. And if he is, then this is a move more for depth than it is for need.
Right, but if he's going to start for the last 10 games,
it's important.
Yeah, he's not a backup.
Yeah, because I just look around and I think you can make a case for corner, but we just saw the Legion of Whom. You can make a case for edge rusher because you can never have enough and one player can end a play, but they're third in sacks and eighth in pressures. Again, you can never have enough. I like Carl Granderson from the Saints. Some familiarity with this regime, 28 years old, has an out at the end of this season, so it doesn't mess up your cap beyond this year. Saints aren't going anywhere. But these are guys who I want. I don't think there is a glaring need for this football team.
Yeah. I mean, I have one. You don't see it as a quote-unquote need. You think it's more of a want.
It's a good spot to be in if you're Brad Holmes. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. Lions fans, do you see a need? What is the biggest need for this football team? And do you have a player? If there's a name out there, we're, what, a week away?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're contending for a Super Bowl, there are going to be teams that you're contending with that are going to add talent. Where would you, even if it's not a need or if it's a want, where would you just want to bolster?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Is there a position that you could bolster at this time where you do give up a 6 or a 7 round pick?
I'll give you another name. Cheap. Cam Jordan.
Sure.
Veteran player. Long in the tooth, but should come dirt cheap. And again, it's this idea, It's a philosophical question. You could build it from the back end or you can build it at the line of scrimmage. If your defensive lineman wins one-on-one and sacks the quarterback, it doesn't matter what anybody else did. If you add Reek Woolen, and John, I wouldn't be mad. It'd be a big-time addition. And Reek, you know, just takes a player out of the game. He can't take the other four players out of their route, and it could still end up being a chunk player, a first down. So the impact that a D lineman can have to me is just far greater.
Right, but if you're adding in an edge defender and you're rotating him in with Al-Quadin Muhammad, with Tyrus Wheat, and nobody's going to sit there and say Tyrus Wheat, Tyler Lacy, like, okay, then you're starting to talk about who.
Those are undrafted guys or right. practice squad guys.
But they can be role players. They can play in certain positions, and then if you add in an aged defensive end, you're not expecting him to come in and play 45 to 50 snaps a game.
Nope.
You just want to have 20 to 25 effective snaps.
And I'm just not counting on Davenport coming back and being healthy.
Yeah, no one is.
What about adding a corner that can compete with Terrion Arnold?
That's kind of what he's saying with Woolen out of Seattle. Yeah.
You're relying on, if DJ Reed has problems coming back, okay, and then you're relying on Arnold, you open yourself up to being vulnerable.
And if you get a guy like Reek Woolen, now all of a sudden, okay, he's at the end of his rookie contract. It's an audition. You can extend him and keep him around, because if you don't think Terrion Arnold is ever going to be that guy, it's not that he can't be a part of the roster. He could be a backup. He could be a nickel. You just don't think he's ever going to be that guy. Now you have somebody that could be.
248-539-9797. Snuck up on us. Trade deadline 1 week away. 97-1.
Hey, the NBA is celebrating the start of their season, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who's going to score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same game parlay. You put down a little and it's a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets. All you have to do is win your first $5 bet. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our football conversation today presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Trade deadline 1 week from today. Lions coming back from the bye this week against the Minnesota Vikings. They'll play one game and then they got to make their decision. John, I'm going to ask a question, and maybe they're not connected at all, but I think in the psyche of Detroit sports fans, it may be. How much of the Tiger deadline weighs on people's, you know, how they view the deadline for the Lions?
Well, it was such a hot topic, not just at the trade deadline, but through the entirety of the remainder of their season, and the fact that they collapsed in the regular season and just needed a bat, needed a hit against Seattle. And I don't think they end up still playing in a World Series, but could have been playing in the ALCS.
You were left feeling like the team didn't do enough.
Right. And so because it was such a topic for so long, and because the NFL trade deadline is earlier, we're not that far removed from that conversation. So I do think it's top of mind for a lot of people, especially on the heels of last year. And we all talked about the defense, the need at defensive edge. They end up going out and get Za'Darius Smith. This year, it feels like it's still on the defensive side. It's in the secondary. Although, those aren't seasoning-ending injuries.
Right. Like last year, Aiden wasn't coming back. Right. You had to. It'd be unforgivable not to add somebody on the edge. I don't think they have some unforgivable need right now. I'd like to get a corner that's better than Terrion Arnold, who can play man. Right. Reek Woolen's come up. Jalen Phillips is a name a lot of people have brought up if you want an edge rusher. We've also brought up a couple from the Saints. You can never have enough pass rushing depth. You don't expect Davenport to ever be healthy. Right, and you don't want to lean on Tyrus Wheat as a part of the depth of this D line.
No, and you're kind of left with, okay, well, is Josh Pascal
right,
going to be back. What does that look like? And yeah, Marcus Davenport, he's still on IR. Who knows? They are, you know, did I hear that they're starting the clock on Malcolm Rodriguez?
Yes, I believe so.
And so, I mean, I don't know how long that takes for him to get ramped up. What's his impact? Probably more on special teams. But if they play him as a linebacker, does it free up, does it free up Derek Barnes
maybe,
or Jack Campbell to be more edge guys, or at least
situational?
Yeah, situationally.
Yeah, and then you brought up offensive tackle just because of how critically important it is for this football team, and knowing that Decker's going to be dealing with something all season long. Do they bolster some reinforcements with the tackle? Yeah. Like, Brad Holmes has got moves he can make, and they should do something. I think Tiger fans are also Lions fans and be pretty disappointed if both our teams, who felt like shoo-ins to make the playoffs,
yeah,
didn't do anything to chase a championship.
And you can only have so many backup guys. But Manu right now is on IR.
Yep.
And so Skipper is the guy that is backing up both sides. What happens if, okay, he's in the game along with Penei Sewell, and then he gets dinged up?
Right.
All right, are you moving Awosika out to tackle?
And it's tough because you can't trade for every hypothetical injury
right
that could happen at the end of the year. You got a 53-man roster.
But if you're already at, let's just say, 50% of Taylor Decker, and I don't know if it's, okay, 10 games left. Does he play 5 games? Does he play 6, 7? Does he play the rest of the season? No one knows. But I do think that there needs to be an awareness that the shoulder injury is not going away. It's not going to be completely healed.
You played the position. Like, how big a deal is this? It has been a pain in the ass for him, and he's missed some time.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about injuries that affect offensive linemen, you know, if you get a broken hand, yeah, okay, it's
club
inconvenient.
It.
You club it and you still move on. You do that same thing at receiver, you're out. Shoulder, now it becomes a much bigger issue because you're extending your arm, you're trying to punch. How much force can you apply? And if you are, you're not always going to be in great position. You're trying to extend that arm, but you can't extend it all the way. Now you become vulnerable. You've won to being beaten, but also to re-injuring it more.
So look at the stretch coming up here. Minnesota, followed by at the Commanders, at the Eagles, Giants, and Packers on Thanksgiving to round out November. If they take care of business in that stretch and he's still hanging around, is that the time where you start getting strategic? You earn an opportunity to rest him down the stretch.
Well, I mean, do you even think about that now and consider it now?
Maybe.
With the Packers. I mean, not sorry, the Packers, the Vikings. All right. Do you feel
make
like
the bye
you
week
need
part
him
of a 2-week
yeah
rest period?
Yeah, because he played obviously against the Bucks, and you could see him moving that shoulder around. Like, it didn't feel great. And so maybe you get an extra week. It's 2 weeks with the bye and the Vikings. Then he comes back and plays against the Commanders and the Eagles. And then maybe it's,
you rest him against the Giants, but then you try to play
against
the Packers.
Yeah.
And then
you rest him against the Cowboys. You play him against the Rams.
Sit him against the Steelers. I don't even have that in front of me at this point. But yeah,
right,
there's going to be some spots down the stretch. Look, you keep winning and those games end up, you got stuff in the bank. But a lot of those games don't become must win down the stretch.
Unless you're in contention for that one seed.
Right.
And now they're all must wins.
And the value of getting him an extra week at that time of year.
Yeah.
It could be invaluable.
That's why I talk about them looking at some depth at the tackle position.
Tomorrow on the show, Dan Campbell.
Yes.
Normally Tuesdays, but with the bye, we're getting him on Wednesday, 8:02. Talk to him. We got Lions tickets to give away for their game against the Giants. Name that Lion.
Power,
we got the
surge.
Power Surge.
Mm-hmm.
We just talked about a bunch of contenders today. You're going to have to sort them all out.
Yeah, well, that's
the challenge.
That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
It's what the season's for.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why they play the games. If you miss Greg Palm, go back. Odyssey Rewind. It'll get podcasted. What was your favorite takeaway from the Halloween costumes?
My favorite takeaway. I thought it was awesome that people thought Gov should go as Brian Kelly. That to me was spot on. If with his quote unquote hot take yesterday.
I liked the Magnum PI call for you.
Sure. Yeah. Tom Selleck is one of my heroes. So, and I have done that one before.
Gator, do you have a favorite Halloween costume you went as in the past?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.